What happened?
After 5 days, there was a domestic incident between us.
Then lovers became fighters.
She took me to the ground. She pushed my head into the wall, hit my jaw. She put me in an arm lock. She said if I move, she would break my arm in two.
Can the judge be a calming force?
Take a breath and then just let the truth flow out.
The truth?
Yes, the truth.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old David Isker is suing his former roommate, 18-year-old Roya Radafshar, for destroying his property and filing false assault charges.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 538 on calendar in the matter of Isker versus Radafshar.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Isker, the defendant was your roommate and, according to your complaint, girlfriend for a while.
Yes, ma'am. Only a couple weeks, actually.
That didn't work out.
No,
and it is
not.
Your claim that it was an ugly breakup of the roommate situation as well as the romantic situation, and that the defendant retaliated against you by destroying your property. You want to be compensated for that.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant is probably going to tell me that she didn't touch your property. We'll see. Okay, when did you move into this apartment together?
February 1st, Your Honor.
Who else lived in the apartment?
Just me, Roya, and her sister, Daria.
That's you?
Yeah.
So there were three of you?
Yeah.
And it was a three-bedroom apartment, according
yes,
to what I read. How did you know the girls before?
I responded to an ad on Craigslist looking for other roommates. In the past, every single situation I found people live with was on Craigslist, so I didn't think of anything of it at the moment in time.
Why were you leaving your prior situation?
Because I was in a situation where I wasn't getting along with my roommates, and I wasn't getting enough sleep, and everyone was partying, and I was trying to get in a new situation where I could live better, you know?
Why don't you live by yourself?
Because I couldn't afford to live by myself.
How much was your share of the rent?
For the new apartment, it was $666 a month, my share.
Okay. Moved in on February 1st. When did you move out?
I was only lasted there less than a week. I lasted there.
What happened?
After 5 days, there was an incident, a domestic incident between us, and that's why I had to leave.
Between the two of you?
Yes.
Want to tell me what happened?
The night of Friday, February 6th, I went to answer the doorbell because there's a neighbor that went to give me information about plumbing leaks, and I hear this thumping upstairs, and I didn't know what it was. I go upstairs to see her throwing my phone against the wall over and over and over again.
Just a second. You gotta go slowly.
Sorry.
Because I'm not following the story. A neighbor upstairs
knocked on the door, and I went to go answer it to go see what was the problem. And he was telling me that there was a plumbing leak and that there might be people to go check on the apartment next week or something. He was just giving me information. And then in the meantime, while I was dealing with the neighbor, she was upstairs, and I went up there.
Who was upstairs?
Roya, in my room.
Okay, so what is it, a duplex?
Yeah, it's a two-story condo.
Okay, go ahead. So she was upstairs in your room.
And since we moved in, I had my room, but they didn't really unpack their things since her sister was dating a guy at the time and she was staying with him. So basically it was just me and Roya, and she took over my room and she wouldn't set up a room or anything. She was just took over my entire space. So I didn't have anything besides, like, she was in my room the entire time. So I went up there, and she was throwing my phone against the wall over and over and over again.
Throwing your phone?
My phone against the wall. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, what's going on? And then she's, like, got mad at me because there was some messages from girls in the past on Facebook. She was looking through my phone.
Now, what's your first name?
Roya.
Roya, I want you to listen to me. He didn't make up that story. There may be an explanation, but I just want you to listen to me. He didn't make up that story. That's my job. Do you understand? Do you understand?
He definitely made up that story.
No.
I don't believe.
No. He did not make up the story that you were looking through his phone and got mad because you had started to have sort of a little relationship in these few days that you were living together. That you sort of both acknowledge. So what I want to know is why? Why were you angry?
For the few weeks I knew David, he seemed fairly normal at the beginning of meeting him from the Craigslist post I posted at the end of January.
We're past the Craigslist post. Now he's living there.
Okay. So by the time we started living together, I realized that I just wanted to be roommates with him. And
just
I
a second.
Ended.
Just a second. But there was a time that you were more than just roommates. You both sort of acknowledged that, right?
Yeah, he took me out a couple times.
Let's. Hair on my neck goes up when I'm not getting the full scoop. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Make it easy on yourself. Take a breath. Get out all the rehearsal that you've done in the mirror. All the stories that you told. You her sister?
Yeah, and can I say something?
Good, great.
Wait, can I say something?
Listen, I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
I asked you one question that required a yes or a no.
Okay, I'm...
Great. All the story that you went over with your sister, take a breath, and then just let the truth flow out. Do you understand, Roya? Then we'll all be happy. You'll be happy. I'll be happy. Bird will be happy. But if you don't, somebody's going to be unhappy. And the person who's not telling the truth is the person who's going to be unhappy. We understand that?
Yes, sir.
We understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, why we are throwing his phone against the wall?
The truth?
Yes, the truth.
Is that, yes, I did go through his phone because a message popped up. And I was curious because I was already trying to find a way out of the romantic little fling we had for a couple weeks. And I seemed like that was a little suspicious. So I looked in and I found that there were flirty messages and there were scandalous messages. And so by the time he came upstairs, I calmly showed him the message, but he was the one that freaked out over me going through his phone. But I was just trying to show him that I don't want anything like romantic with you anymore. We just need to be roommates. And that's...
All right, so now we've got the, at least we've got half of it. So you did go through his phone and you found flirty messages on the phone. Now, at the time, Roya, that you were in his room, had you been sleeping in that room prior to finding anything on the phone? You move into a three-bedroom apartment. Had you been sharing the room with Mr. Ishker?
Yes.
See how easy it is? Then we just go tell the story. Okay. So prior to finding those messages, you had been sharing the room with him. Who was in the other two rooms?
One of them was empty because I didn't have all of my bed set up yet. And then my sister was staying in the other one.
Sister and who else? Her boyfriend?
No, just her.
Your Honor, we were also going to rent out another room. They were going to share a room. And she basically took over my room, my space, and I had no
privacy. I didn't ask
privacy.
You.
I'm just saying, Your
Honor. Stop the rehearsal that you did in the mirror and with your mother. I just asked if you have no boyfriend?
Do you want to know who my boyfriend was at the time? It was actually that guy right there. And I think it's really funny that
listen
he's
to me.
Here.
Listen to me. Miss Chatty Cathy?
My name's
outside.
Kathy.
Okay.
Chatty Cathy, outside.
Outside?
Outside! What part of outside don't you understand? Outside.
Out this way.
Outside.
Okay. Gladly.
Perfect. See how easy this is going to be? Okay, so now we have upstairs being confronted over the texts or whatever messages from somebody else. What happened next?
She was really upset and just went on a run. And that's, she hasn't gone on a run in a while, actually since we ever met. So I thought it was weird, so she just left.
She left.
She left. And then I left, too, at the same time, because I wanted to decompress and let things, like, settle a little
All
bit.
All right. So she left and you left.
Yeah, I left. And I went to my friend's house. And then during the period of time I was at my friend's house for maybe an hour, she was calling me, and nonstop calling me, asking me to come back
and
talk things out.
And, of course, just a second. Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, you have your phone.
It was still working. Yes, ma'am.
Was she calling you on your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And there is a record of all the calls made on the cell phone, and that would be on February 6th at approximately what hour?
Around maybe 8 or 9 p.m. She was
now,
calling me all weekend.
Shh.
That's right.
Very easy to retrace through a phone record. That
of course it is.
When he left, listen to me. My question is, when he left, did you call him?
No, he was calling me. While I was on the run, it was getting really annoying, so I was trying to listen to my music, and he kept calling me.
So that would be on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Very easy. You have the messages?
Do I have messages? I didn't think to print them out. I deleted his messages after I met him. like after all that happened, so I didn't.
Why would you delete all the messages, Roya? It's my understanding that right after February 6th, you tried to get a protective order against him. Is that right? Is that right?
I filed a report.
Just a second. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
I never went for a restraining order. I didn't. I just
filed. What did you file a report for?
Just to have it on file.
Just to have it on file. Now, if I was smart enough and clever enough to file a report just to have it on file, because actually I'm 71 years old and I've had arguments, but I never called the police just to file a report, just to have on file.
Because the police came the night before and I didn't explain the entire situation because I wasn't in a very calm state. I was very like upset because it got violent. He got violent with me and...
He got violent with you on what night?
On the night that he freaked out on me.
Like, you're talking about the incident upstairs with the phone?
Yeah.
Listen to me carefully. I have a reason for my question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I came back to talk things out, and she was naked on my bed, and then she was trying to kiss me all over. I'm like, why are you all over me? Like, what's going on? I thought you're mad at me. And I was like, what are you trying to do? Just kill me? And then she said, no, I'm gonna make you kill yourself. That's what she said.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Isker says former roommate Roya Radafshar destroyed his property and filed false charges of assault. Roya claims David pushed her into a wall.
If I had something that I were going to file with the police, I wouldn't have erased my phone messages that happened on that night. I would save them to show them to the police.
I mean, they took pictures of my bruises.
Show me.
I only have one photo of I never got the ones from the actual police station, but I have a picture.
Roya, at some point, you left the house. You came back to the house at some point. By the way, do you have a protective order against her?
What?
Do you have a protective order against her? For how long?
3 years, Your Honor.
Was that issued on consent or after a hearing?
After a hearing. The temporary one was on consent and then hearing.
The temporary one was not on consent. Temporary one you got ex parte without the other side. Is that right? Filed for it. Then there was a hearing. And at the hearing, the court granted you a 3-year protective order against her. That's not part of this case, unless it has to do with property. Now, at some point, you came back to the house, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Describe the condition of your property when you went back to the house.
I haven't finished the story, Your Honor. I came back twice. After she was calling me, I came back to talk things out, that she wanted to talk things out. And she was naked on my bed when I came back in the room. And she started to try to kiss me all over.
That's not even true.
Almost completely naked, but almost naked. And then she was trying to kiss me all over. I'm like, why are you all over me? Like, what's going on? I thought you're mad at me. And I was like, what are you trying to do? Just kill me? And then she said, no, I'm gonna make you kill yourself. That's what she said. And then I knew she was just too crazy for me to stay there. And I just tried to grab all the expensive things I had, a laptop, everything, and just try to get out of there. But she stood in the doorway. She wouldn't let me leave. And it was a struggle. One of the items I had, she struggled with me for it. She took me to the ground. She pushed my head in the wall, like hit my jaw. I don't have any, it was no obstructions, so there's no pictures, but it was just bruised for a couple of weeks. And she put me in an arm lock. She said if I moved, she would break my arm in two. And
would you tell me what happened? That's not the subject of this case. Would you tell me what happened with your property?
Well, after I came back on that Monday, I left because she stole a couple of, the first thing I noticed she stole was a couple of my knives. So that's why I left. And I came back and noticed all my furniture, everything, every single piece of thing I own was moved from the upstairs bedroom to the downstairs bedroom. And everything was like gone through, like everything was disorderly, like in, out of place. And she took some of my clothing, half of my wardrobe's missing. Some of it's destroyed, some of it's just missing.
Do you have photographs?
I do not, because the evidence is destroyed, Your Honor.
What?
The evidence is destroyed since she destroyed it. But I have witnesses to attest to her destroying my evidence.
Who?
Austin. It's right here.
Who's that?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
No TV was taken.
You just saw them removing a TV?
Removing things.
Tell me, other than the TV?
He had a band hat that they were burning.
A hat that they were burning?
Burning in the apartment.
Who was burning it?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
David Isker says former roommate Roya Radafshar owes for destruction of property and false charges.
What's your last name, sir?
Hughes.
How do you know them?
I was seeing her sister, Daria, for a little while, and then I met David through Daria and Roya.
What do you know about his property?
I know that a few of their friends or a friend of theirs had, like, taken some of his property, and...
How do you know that?
I was present when...
You were present where?
At the apartment.
Okay. Could you tell me when that was?
It was within the week that everything had happened, so probably, like, on the 8th or so.
He was not present?
No, ma'am. He had not been present
since... Okay. He was not present when you were there and saw somebody take his property, is my question.
Yes.
So the answer is no, he was not present, or yes, he was present.
He wasn't present.
He wasn't present. Other than you, who was present?
Daria, Roya, and I believe two other friends, but I can't remember their names.
Okay, so the Miss Chatty Cathy that I just threw out, her sister.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The defendant and some friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me the circumstances surrounding the property that they took out.
I know a TV was taken, and it was returned.
Did you hear any conversation when the TV was taken?
No.
I mean, did the person say, whose TV is this? So do I pay for?
No.
You just saw them removing a TV?
Removing things out of the house.
Tell me, other than the TV.
He had a band hat that they were burning, and...
A hat that they were burning?
Burning in the apartment.
Who was burning it?
I believe Daria was.
Chatty Cathy?
Yes, ma'am. And I know he has, like, a coin collection that was gone. And
what do you mean a coin collection that was gone?
Like, that they took?
Like these rare coins.
Like a coin collection.
You mean that just going through things and not saying anything to each
other? Right.
Not saying anything
to
each other?
Well, they were in, like, the... Like he said, they had moved everything from the top bedroom to the bottom bedroom, which was really weird. And I was in the living room with Daria when all this was, like, going on. Like, the living room is right outside the bedroom. So I could hear them, like, going in there and going through his things and saw them, like, taking stuff out of the house.
Okay. The name of the person or people that were in the house. Listen to me. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I want the names of the people who were in the house.
I believe it was Jesse.
Jesse is a male or a female?
Female.
Jesse is whose friend? Chatty Cathy or yours?
My sister's.
Who else?
And then my friend Kyle. And they most definitely would not be going through my roommate's stuff.
Shh.
And
just a second. I just asked you their names.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what was Kyle doing there?
We were just hanging out. I honestly didn't feel comfortable being in that house alone after the whole situation happened. I didn't know if he was ever going to come back and get violent with me again. So I had friends there with me because I...
When you testified before the judge who granted him a 3-year protective order, what did he testify that you did?
Apparently that I attacked him when
So that's what he testified before the judge, that you attacked him.
Yes.
Did you testify?
Yeah, I said that.
Just a second. Did you testify?
Yes, I did.
And after you testified, the judge did not believe you and granted him a 3-year protective order, unless you tell me that the judge also granted you a 3-year protective order.
I was recommended to not get one.
Not recommended.
Rose represent.
Did the judge grant you a 3-year protective order?
I didn't try to get one. Mm-hmm.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount requested, $1,000. That's all.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A worried mom hits the road.
She kept looking in the back, so I didn't know what was going on.
Because that's where the baby was.
As I was passing, she slammed on her brakes, and I hit her car. She said she didn't want to call the cops.
Judge Judy.
I was the one attacked, and he has mommy helping him out with every single thing in his life.
About 2 weeks after we met, she went crazy.
He has anger issues. He got kicked out of his place before me.
Just changed your entire persona.
He pushed me into a wall.
Her personality after we moved in together
was like on top of me, like attacking me.
I am a passive aggressive person. I don't deal with violence even when I get angry.
Didn't go and press a restraining order against him because my plan was to just...
I yell sometimes, but I will never put my hands on someone else.
Let things go and just move out.
She's gonna hurt someone else, another guy in the future.
They've definitely made this a lot bigger of a deal than it should have been.